Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Humphreys, I am your host for Alaska Live, KUAC's Lori Neufeld. Welcome to the KUAC Alaska Live Archive Studios, and we have a live studio audience here, too, for the performance. Thanks for coming. What do you have to start with?
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be with you.
You bet.
We'll sing you the song, and then we can tell you the story afterwards.
All right.
When I was four, I had a toy made of plastic and of joy, a magic musical machine from a drum, a stick, and strings. I couldn't know as I would play, I'd live to meet the man one day, playing songs that shaped my life and taught the world to sing.
Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Sing, people, sing.
The summer of my 18th year, in San Francisco he'd appear. I jumped onto a trolley car, alone and wondering. The grove was full when I got there. People came from everywhere. I climbed a redwood by the stage to watch the reveling. Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Sing, people, sing. Years went by, I got a call, a festival in early fall, along the Hudson River shore, a harvest gathering, asking me to volunteer, to keep the river clean and clear, to celebrate the river's life and all the gifts she brings. Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Sing, people, sing. Stood up to McCarthy's rage, rallied for a living wage, rode with Woody, marched with Dr. King. Patiently brought us along, taught us each and every song. With Toshi by your side, you could do most anything. You showed us how the world could be, living with integrity. Together we create a force beyond imagining. As I observed your dimming light, I felt a spark in me ignite.
But I would trade it all today to hear your banjo ring. Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Sing, people, sing. Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Sing, people, sing. Sing, people, sing. Sing, people.
Sandy O and Pat Humphreys make up the duo Emma's Revolution. And I don't know who that song is about, but I feel like it might be about Pete Seeger, just because, I mean, he was so near and dear to so many of us who love folk music. Yeah. And so I'm going to let you tell us about that. But
you're
such
right.
Nice harmonies.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pete was a dear friend and a mentor of ours. And we got to be very close over the years. And I worked on the Hudson for a period of time. I worked on the Clearwater, the project that he started to clean up the Hudson River. And in his last days, there was a steady stream of songwriters coming through to his bedside to sing his songs back to him in gratitude for all of those years of him sharing his songs with us. And I got really close to the family over the years, and in those last moments, his daughter asked if we would stay. So I stayed there by his bedside as he passed, and, you know, thought about all those remarkable ways that he touched my life from, you know, my earliest years. And he's really the reason why I do this kind of work now. And also thought about the clever way, and we'll certainly talk about this at the concert and get people singing that. Generally, it's weird for us actually not to just bring people in to sing that song with us, because Pete was so much about community and so much about, you know, not being the soloist and having everybody feel a part of things. And he had this really generous, loving way of welcoming people into the song and then cleverly getting us not only to breathe in sync and sing with one another, but to sing in harmony and take that metaphor out into the world, that sense of hope that we all create, you know, when we can see above our differences and just participate in whatever way we can from wherever we came from. So that song had to have a chorus.
We have a studio audience here. Should we try a chorus?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's try a chorus.
Let's do it. I don't know if they knew that that's what they were signing up for, but
that's a great idea.
I know
your part already. And yes, you should sing whatever harmony part you might like, or sing along with either of our parts.
And if our listening audience would like to sing along with Emma's Revolution, they can do that tomorrow at the Unitarian Universalist Church, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Fairbanks. That's at 8:00 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And for those of you down in the Denali Park area, Tonglen Lake, Sunday night at 8:00.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, your part will be,
oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Hope changes everything. Sing, people sing. Sing, people sing.
I'll do that one more time.
Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hope changes everything. Sing, people sing. Sing, people sing. Sing, people
supposed to go. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
I could feel it. People were singing in their cars with you, in their cabins with
That's
you.
That's where we got our start singing in
the
our
yard.
Cars.
So there
the
were neighborhoods
just
singing.
Humming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. We love
you
that.
Have Interior Alaska singing with you already.
Nice.
It's a great way to start being here.
And speaking of, welcome to Alaska, and such a beautiful time of year to come up. Mm. Doesn't get dark. Did you notice that? Did you get here today or last night?
We just arrived.
Okay.
Actually,
well,
we've only been here about 2 hours.
That's right.
Oh, well, Emma's Revolution, welcome. You might have to darken your curtains and your windows tonight where you're sleeping, because it just doesn't get dark this
time
of year.
That's exciting.
It is.
I think I might sleep at the time I wouldn't usually usually sleep so that I can stay up at the time when you have light. You know, like, because I haven't experienced that yet. It's
the sun sets after midnight, so
nice.
We are the land of the midnight sun.
Really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, it's very energetic time to
I'll
be
bet.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble
I'll
is, I'm going to want to like, stay up to see
yeah,
it because I'm
yeah.
fascinated by it.
Yeah. It looks just like daylight. Right?
It's nighttime. The birds are still singing at midnight. Mm. And yeah.
We do have eye shades. So
okay, good. You know, good. I want to ask you about, neither one of you are named Emma. And so, got to ask you about your name. Emma's Revolution
sure.
is the name of your duo.
Sure. Well, when we first put out our first CD, which was in 2004 or something like right. that, we really wanted to come up with a name that spoke to what we do as women and as activists. And so we took our name from a wonderful activist from the early 1900s, Emma Goldman. And she was famous for a lot of things. You can see
yeah, you know, she
it.
Was a fierce defender of the rights of free speech, the rights of women, and the rights of workers. She lived from 1869 to 1940. And she... of course, and she wrote and spoke and toured, you know, nonstop, really, around the issues of the day. And she's best known for dancing at a party, wouldn't you know?
Oh.
But, you know, one of her colleagues felt somehow that dancing sort of trivialized her position as a serious academic and activist. And she said, everyone has the right to free expression, to beautiful, radiant things, but it came down through history as her having said, if I can't dance, I don't want to be part of your revolution.
It's a fun quote.
We love the spirit yeah, of that.
Yes. Does that make it into a song of yours too?
Well, it did only recently, actually.
Oh,
and
right.
it's we don't quite have it up yet.
Right.
It's that recent.
That's very
but
recent.
It is the spirit of what we do. We write about some really serious subjects. And you know, the subjects that are sometimes difficult for people to get into because it's easy to be sort of overwhelmed by the news. But each one of our songs, we try to be conscious of the fact that we need to keep people in a place where they have a sense of hope and they have a sense of energy and a sense of place that there is some possibility.
I think sometimes... it is a 24-hour news cycle, and it can be kind of crushing. So I'm
yeah.
so glad that you said that feeling of hope and that's what you look forward to bringing to your audiences and to your listeners and to people who, you know, witness your and come and sing with you.
Mm.
Yeah.
We think it's crucial, really.
Yeah.
It really is. And you mentioned Pete Seeger and how close you were to him and how influential he was. And I know that he talked about that and sang about that so much, about how you have to have hope.
Yep.
And you're carrying that along with his legacy, too. So
big shoes.
Mm-hmm. Big shoes. Well, what can we hear from Emma's Revolution now that we know a little bit about you and
I
your
think
name?
We could keep on the shoe theme. this next
nice.
Song... we didn't write the song. Generally, everything that folks will hear at our concert, and also we're sort of featuring songs from our latest CD that we put out called Revolution Now. Most of the things we've written ourselves, but this one was written by two really wonderful friends of ours from San Francisco Bay Area, John Fromer and Bernie Gilbert. And this song, you know, just sort of keeping with the shoe theme, it's a time when... we know so many folks are out in the streets, and I was really heartened to see the poster up at our friend Susan Grace's place for the Northernmost Women's March that you had here in Fairbanks.
That's fabulous.
And
it
she said it was
cold.
She said 30 yeah. degrees, 30 below,
yes.
2,000
wow.
people.
Yes.
We're going to tell the lower 48 about that because
that's
impressive.
Yeah.
And we are, so many of us are choosing to be out in the streets and, you know, in whatever way we want to do that, literally, figuratively, online, calling, on petitions, all that kind of stuff. And we could take some encouragement from the civil rights movement where they were out in the streets for days and days and months and years. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you have to have the long view. And this song features a story of Rosa Parks and her famous words, "My feet are tired, but my soul is rested."
My
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired. Say my feet are tired, but my soul is rested.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired. Say my feet are tired, but my soul is rested.
1955, it was a lifetime ago. Remember I like Ike, remember Jim Crow. On a bus in Montgomery, a southern town, that woman started something when she sat down. My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are
tired.
Said my feet are tired, but my soul is rested. Thousands walk to work in the morning light. Thousands walked home through the rain at night. Oh, there's some chord there. Every day for a week, every week for a month. It took more than a year before it was done. My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
Said my feet are tired, but my soul is rested. If you had been there, you would have heard people say, I always thought my kids would see a better day. Lately, I must say, well, I've changed my mind. I want to see freedom in my time. My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
My feet are tired.
Said my feet are tired, but my soul is rested. Said my feet are tired, but my soul is rested.
Emma's Revolution here on KUAC's Alaska Live in the Alaska Live Archive Studio, where we have the ability to have a live studio audience. So that's really wonderful to have here. And that song reminds me of how important it is to listen with your family. You know, like you mentioned kids in that song too. I'm hoping for a better future for my kids and for the children, and how some of those themes in the song could lead to great discussions over, you know, family dinner of what was the civil rights movement like, or do you remember it, you know, with your kids and your grandkids, and you know, have you ever marched in a protest march, or, you know, can we go do that sometime? And there was a lot of kids out there at 30 Below at the Women's March, too. So it's really amazing. But
I was in the march in Washington, D.C., too. I mean, Sandy actually stayed back at the house, so she got to see the march. I saw lots of people up very close. For hours and hours and hours, I sort of...
You didn't really get into the circle either.
I waded through. I did finally make it over to the stage, but I met a lot of people in a very intimate way on the way there, because there was no other way to move anywhere for miles. It was unreal. I mean, and we have been to thousands of marches around the country, but... And especially, we'd lived in the D.C. area for a number of years, so but we never saw anything like this. But there were people of all ages. And a lot of the leadership that's happening around, you know, issues that need to be addressed is, you know, the leadership is coming up from the youth. And it's very exciting to see that.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your shows are family friendly. You aren't the type of... protest singers that are the rock throwing Molotov cocktail. You know,
those folks don't really like to sing.
No, more about rock.
They're more chanters. We find you, and they're, you know, and the truth about that is that they are a tiny, tiny, tiny sliver, and often the most likely to be caught on camera. Frankly, you know, those are the kinds of demonstrators that serve a particular agenda through the media. And we appreciate the fact that you understand that, you know, most people who are out speaking their mind and their hearts about these issues are like us. They're like everybody else. You know, we care passionately about where we live. You know, you love where you live. Absolutely. Here, and you want to let your elected officials and folks know, mm-hmm. that, you know, things like the Paris Accords matter, mm-hmm. to you. You know, things like our ability to have jobs and have health care and care for one another matter. And you know, we speak out in all the ways that we can. Not everybody is in the streets necessarily. You know, there's a vast myriad of ways that people express themselves. And thank goodness they do. The world changes because of it.
Absolutely. Public broadcasting, KUAC, gives voice to the Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board meetings and the Borough Assembly meetings. And we hear, you know, public comment, and we hear the Borough Assembly members, you know, going through the process. And mm-hmm. it's, you would be amazed at how many people come up to us and say, thank you, mm-hmm. for airing those. And thank you. I get to listen and I get to be a part.
I'm glad that you hear from people about that, because I think people appreciate it. And sometimes the piece that people forget is to let public radio know that, to let public broadcasting, to let their, you know, elected officials that know that they appreciate the work that's being done. We're actually brought here for this trip by the Alaska Peace Center. And when you were speaking about family-friendly events, we're doing the concert tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a picnic feast, and that's a family event. And that's important that kids do have the opportunity to understand that they can make a difference in the world. And the only way they're going to learn it is through the people who've been doing it and giving the kids and the youth an opportunity to make change that matters to them.
Yeah, the Alaska Peace Center invites folks to their Pioneer Park Peace Fest, and that starts at noon tomorrow, and that's at the Wilderness Pavilion there at Pioneer Park, and should be a beautiful day in the sunshine, mm-hmm. to come experience community, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that it is so amazing how community is started with a song, with an idea, with a march, or, you know, these places give us a voice, mm-hmm. to each other, and don't always have to agree on things, but it gives us all a voice to sit down and, mm-hmm. you know, see, yeah. or stand as a march would be.
Yeah, right.
Or sing. Can I remind you that we marched in 30 below?
I'm telling you, for a while we had just been in Northwest Iowa, and they had a march of 500 people, mm-hmm. which was astoundingly large for them, you know, sort of in January as well. But we'll have to tell them now, yeah. about you all. That's part of our job as traveling musicians. We've been really lucky. We go to peace and justice communities and wonderful communities who care about singing together and making change all across the country. We've been to almost every state, and we get to tell people what else is happening, because otherwise we don't necessarily, this kind of work, this kind of conversation doesn't always make it all the way up to, as you know, the kind of stuff that gets broadcast nationally necessarily, and people don't know that they've got allies and friends here in the interior. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
Here in Fairbanks, we have the Fairbanks Peace Choir, mm-hmm. and
nice.
Yeah, there's outlets, and it's really great.
Yeah. I was thinking we could sing a song that we wrote. We do sing at a lot of demonstrations, so often we're writing a song to get on the way there.
In the parking lot.
and this also has a part for our studio audience and our audience listening in. But we wrote it when we were living in Maryland, and that state had the opportunity to become the first state with offshore wind farming. And I have to say that when we were flying in this morning, I saw the wind turbines on whatever is that small island somewhere right out of Anchorage. We flew through Anchorage with your wind turbines and that kind of stuff. So Maryland had the opportunity to become the first state to vote in offshore wind farming. And we were going to be singing at the rally, which was at the last night of the legislature when they were going to vote on the bill. And we were there, 200 people demonstrating little light-up wind turbines, and then the vote lost by one. And we were very disappointed, but it gave us a chance to sing the song longer. And then the next time they voted on the bill passed. So we know that the song works.
We have Emma's Revolution here performing live on Alaska Live on KUAC.
And the song has a part for you. I'm going to sing, "Feel the Wind." And you're going to sing back, "Feel the Wind." Very nice. And the second time when I sing, "Feel the Wind," you'll sing back, "Feel the Wind," with a little windy ending there. Come outside of your office, where the air is oh so still. Stop and remember what's beyond your window sill. All you legislators, with our future in your hands, feel the wind.
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 Come outside of your office. Feel the wind.
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 Come outside and feel the wind.
Move away from the fracking with its filthy, dirty gas. Say no to corruption and the lobby's toxic cash. We need jobs and power, and the answer is right here.
Feel the wind.
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 Move away from the fracking. Feel the wind.
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 Move away from the fracking. Feel the wind.
Look ahead to the shoreline, to the ocean vast and blue. Beyond the breakers, to the breezes blowing through. Activate clean energy, start the process now.
Feel the wind.
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 Look ahead to the shoreline.
Feel the wind.
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 Look ahead and feel the wind.
Come outside and feel the wind.
Look ahead
and feel the wind.
Thank you.
Sandy O on the shaker there, and really powerful vocals too, and Pat Humphreys on just wonderful harmonies with you two also. And thank I want to ask, did you guys meet at a protest march? In my mind, you did, but I don't know.
No, we actually, we met by way of one of my songs.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a song that I wrote called Swimming to the Other Side. Mm-hmm. And a mutual friend played it for Sandy at a meeting that they were at. And Sandy right away, well, I'm assuming right away, I don't know.
Right then,
in fact. She wrote me a letter. It was that long ago. And sent me her music. She had been performing in another duo with a friend of hers from college at the time, and wrote me a letter and said, "Hey, I'm organizing this tour of women musicians to women's colleges for Women's History Month." And I thought that was a great idea. You know, what fun. And she sent me a little cassette of their music.
cassette. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, right. You put that in a tape player.
It's a little plastic thing. Right. And I thought the music was great, and I thought the idea was great. So I said, okay, the only thing is I don't want it to feel like a showcase exactly. It would feel better to me if we all got together and learned some songs together to open the shows, and then we could close the shows, you know, all together, and each do our individual things, you know, in the middle there. But, I had just been doing a lot of work around Clearwater and these festivals that go up and down the Hudson River by way of the boat. We always did that sort of, everybody opens the shows together, and then we do a round robin kind of thing, and then we close the shows together. So it was great fun. And in fact, right away, Sandy had this arrangement of this one song, and we just clicked musically so quickly. In fact, later on, I had her come and sing on my next solo CD that I was working on at the time. And the engineer and I could not tell the difference between Sandy's voice and my own sister's voice, who I grew up singing with. Mm-hmm. So kind of had a sense of things to come. So we sang together for about 8 years on and off, and then got together and started doing this full time.
Right, and now we've set up introduction for two songs. Which one will we do?
Let's do
okay, let's do that one. We'll do the song that's how I met Pat. And this song has actually done a lot of traveling on its own. It was on All Things Considered, which was really amazing for us. Yeah, it was a wow moment for sure. And Pat had her 8.5 minutes of fame where she talked about this song. And so she has 7 minutes coming, and I have my full 15 coming. So,
Right.
But the program was amazing and beautiful and written by, done by this woman who became a friend of ours down in Maryland. And
well, she was the music producer for All Things Considered for many years, Marika Partridge.
Right.
Sounds very familiar. Yeah.
When this was on, we still, every time we sing this song, people would say, I heard that broadcast, and that was way back in 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I bet we could still Google it and find
it.
You can.
You can,
yeah.
You can see the picture of Pat. She looks so young.
What? What are you saying?
You still look so young. Pat, really, you still look so young.
I'm saying the reality. It's better to be here. It doesn't matter how. Yeah.
Exactly.
On radio, you both look so young.
Are you saying I have a face for radio? Come
no,
on.
No.
And actually, Marika started the NPR station in Sitka.
Oh,
because she was living in Sitka at the time.
Raven Radio.
Yeah.
That's right. And we have been to Sitka and we've been to Juneau.
So this is our first time up here. The Southeast.
We've been to the coast, but
first
never.
First time for the interior.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So, the song that started it all, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Great Big Dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power, some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits can live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom, I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open, imperfection, it be my crime. In humility I will listen, we're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great big dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together,
some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, binding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. You can sing with us. We are living neath the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Yeah.
Emma's revolution here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And I'm also the local host of All Things Considered. So when you were mentioning before that song, All Things Considered, just recently, maybe it was just yesterday, they were talking about how singing together or singing can help people with hearing loss distinguish speech in a noisy environment.
Oh, wow.
And so you are all giving us very good therapy for if we already have hearing loss, if we're going to experience that in our lives, to sing together, and then we can, it's science.
That's, I'm going to listen to that.
All right.
That's really awesome. Yeah.
So singing together is good for the soul and for hearing in a noisy environment.
Absolutely. It's really, it does make a difference. You know, people, they do, the music really reaches everybody from kids to older folks. You know, there's a lot of music therapy that's done for folks who've hit some level of dementia. And then, you know, they can remember the lyrics from the song from 1925 like it was today, you know. And there are really beautiful things about music. We love the energy of singing with you all and being here with you. And that's why we keep doing this work. And we know that, you know, for the work that we're all doing for social justice, you sometimes you just need to have your heart and your body and your voice and your ears involved and not just your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes there are messages that we really just can't hear spoken, you know. Sometimes we have to feel them, and it's really, really different. Singing is a whole body exercise, and music, you know, it crosses cultures, it crosses all kinds of differences and barriers, and really can sort of melt us into, you know, one beautiful, remarkable, you know, organism.
Yeah, it's a common experience we share across the world. Every culture has singing and mm-hmm. music and rhythm
food and talent. All the best things.
all the best things in life. Every culture in the world has that. Yeah. And we have that in common.
Yeah.
I'm ready for another song already. It's just thinking, so actually, good. That
maybe
last one.
We'll do the.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a thing when you've performed with someone a long time, you can say half of the sentence.
Yeah, I didn't even
she knows
hear
the other that. Half of the sentence. There was nothing to hear. We just knew what we were each thinking about.
Did you look at the ukulele, Sandy Odetoller, or no?
I think it was half.
No, I think we both just kind of came to the same conclusion.
Yeah, based on what you were saying, just about how music can reach things that otherwise we... You know, it's hard to take in otherwise.
And you know, we're easily distracted beings, you know. So there's lots of things in the 24-hour news cycle that are, you know, just all about look over here, look over here. Yeah. And underneath there are some really serious things going on in the world. And, you know, I get that we need to take our breaks from the really heavy stuff that's going on. It's difficult. You can't take it all in all the time. But it is also important to remember that, you know, there are people, you know, behind these stories. And we talk about having a refugee crisis. But too often we don't dig any deeper than those words, you know. But in truth, people don't leave everything they know, everyone they know, where they grew up, their ancestors, you know, everything. They don't leave those things for trivial reasons. You know, the millions of people around the world that are leaving their home territory are leaving those places because of war, because of famine, because of poverty, and because of climate change. We don't have a refugee crisis. We have a war crisis. We have a famine crisis. We have a poverty crisis and a climate change crisis.
But we're dead, she said, softly crying. No, we're not, I said. We're still here. Take a breath, I said. Feel your heartbeat. Take my hand, my love. We're still here. All our family have been lost at sea, but we have made it through. It won't be easy to be refugees, but we will make it through. We're still here. We're still here. I'm with you, my dear. We're still here. We're still here. Ease your feet. But the gold, she said, all my brothers and their children and their wives. Yes, it's true, I said, I can't change that, but we'll honor them with our lives. All our memories we will carry with each breath and each prayer. Their faces we will never see, still there with us everywhere. We're still here. We're still here. I'm with you, my dear. We're still here. We're still here. Ease your fear. So we'll stay, she said, slowly breathing.
Yes, we'll stay,
I said,
you and I.
And we'll live, she said, slowly turning her face towards the open sky. All your hopes and dreams still live in me, as my dreams live in you. Our faith is deep, our hearts are strong, and we will make it through. We're still here, we're still here. I'm with you, my dear. We're still here, we're still here. Ease your fear. We're still here, we're still here. I'm with you, my dear. We're still here, we're still here. Ease your fear. I'm with you.
Such a tender touch, too, with the ukulele on that one that you chose to accompany a beautiful song hope with the ukulele. That's a nice touch.
Thanks, Laura. Thank you.
Have you done some international touring in your time together?
We have. Yeah. We taught at a girls' camp in Palestine.
Hear upstairs is the Suzuki Institute,
nice.
And they're running off some of their energy, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We were part of a delegation of women musicians from the U.S. who went to teach in the West Bank. So we did that. We also sang in Israel with Women in Black in Jerusalem. We sang at the Scottish Festival of the Parliament.
Festival of Politics at
the Scottish Parliament.
Parliament.
So
we don't have any of those here, but that's
right.
Awesome.
Right.
Scotland
yeah.
does.
It was
I know,
really
it was
amazing.
Remarkable.
And it was fabulous to be in a small country and sort of get the feel of how different that is than being in our very large country. We were in Korea singing at a ritual rejoining of the train tracks between North and South Korea, which was incredible. Yeah. It was this incredible rainy day, and there were hundreds of people who had gathered for this rejoining.
And it was also the first time in 50-some years that the leaders of North and South Korea, it just shows how long ago this was, the leaders of North and South Korea came together.
Yeah.
It was really a remarkable experience.
It was, and we sang this song with each line was translated, and you know it was raining, but people were crying. It was very beautiful. So we've had really stellar, amazing experiences. We sang in Chile with Holly Near.
Yeah, we sang at the location of the death camps, actually in Santiago, and with the families of the people that were disappeared, and we sang the names of many of those women, especially who had been disappeared into those camps during the Pinochet regime there. So it was a really, really powerful experience. And the families took over. The camp had been leveled by the Pinochet regime, but the families took over that land and made it into this beautiful, beautiful peace park. And they were having a series of celebrations under Michelle Bachelet. And so we were there for the last of those ceremonies to sing for the families. It was really powerful
We've
experience.
We've been to the country to the south of you, Canada. Usually we get to say
the sandwich
to the north
country.
Of you, which is north of us when we're down in the lower 48. But that's pretty fun to say that it's in the south too. We've had just some amazing experiences going around the world, but also, you know, around the country. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's been wonderful. I never would have seen as much of the country as I do now doing the work I do and just stepping into community after community that care about the environment, peace and justice, human rights, women's rights, LGBT, all of these things that people are pushing for the changes that they need at the local level, but nice, you know, really strength in knowing that we have so many of us across the country.
Well, we're so glad the Alaska Peace Center brought you up here.
Thank you.
And Susan Grace got a hold of me here at KUAC to tell me about your tour here in Alaska. And folks can come sing with you tomorrow night at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Fairbanks at 8 p.m. Tomorrow night. That's Saturday night. And then Sunday night, if you're traveling down the Parks Highway or if you are visiting or live down there, Tonglen Lake Lodge. Beautiful place down just south of the park entrance is the place you'll be on Sunday night at 8 p.m.
That's
and
right.
It seems as though you always have people joining you singing in the audience.
We do.
And,
and you become part of the group in that way.
Yeah. We love
and
that.
Tomorrow I hear you're going to be at Pioneer Park as part of, you're going to be at the Pioneer Park Peace Fest.
Yes.
Peace Feast.
The Peace Feast.
The Peace Feast. That's at noon. It sounds like it's a potluck. So
sounds like fun.
And that's something that, you know, food and song, when you sit down to eat with someone, you share a part of you that, you know, makes us human. Mm-hmm. And so we share more commonality than we do differences when we sing and eat together, it seems as though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love to cook.
Too.
So it goes together for me. It's all one feast.
And I love to eat, so that's kind of I got the easy end of the deal. I don't mind doing dishes either. It's kind of, you know. It's
the pat in my life definitely loves that part about me, too. He loves the fact that I love to cook.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's no joke. What do we have time for?
Let's see. We have time for the finale. Would be great.
Okay. Such a great lead-in because this song, again, features that friend of ours, the tall friend of ours with the banjo, who also liked to eat. And maybe say about how you met him that first time.
I think the first time I actually crossed paths with Pete Seeger was I knew about him before, for sure, and loved his music already. But I was in college. I grew up in Northeast Ohio, so I went to college at Kent State. And Oberlin College was a couple of hours' drive away, but they had a great folk music society there. And even better, they had Finney Chapel, which was a wonderful, wonderful place to hear music. So I drove over to get together with my friends in the folk music society there, and we were going to meet and then all go to the concert together. And we were going to meet downstairs in Finney Chapel. So I came, and the doors to Finney Chapel, as I recall, of course, were these great big doors. And I came in the back way, and I just opened the door and darted in, and there was Pete right in front of me. And I just kind of stammered and didn't know what to say. And he reached out his hand and said, "You want a cookie?" And that was a very Pete Seeger thing to do, I learned. He was notorious for his sweet tooth. So
they won't tell you that in the history books about Pete. But we're so glad to have been able to be here with you this hour, and thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks again to the Alaska Peace Center and Susan Grace for bringing us in.
Thank you for keeping this kind of music on the air. It really makes a huge, huge difference, not only to us as musicians, but to us as members of the community.
Yeah.
You help link us together, you know. So thank you for that. Oh.
if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between all of the resistors. Song, the words of Lee Hayes from the Weavers. So any version of this song you know will work. Just sing it from wherever you are. If I had a bell,
if I had a bell,
I'd ring it in the morning,
I'd ring it in the morning,
I'd ring it in the evening,
ring it in the evening.
All over this land, I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out warning, I'd ring out love between all of the resistors all over this land. If I had a song,
if I had a song,
I'd sing it in the morning,
I'd sing it in the morning,
I'd sing it in the evening,
I'd sing it in the evening.
All over this land. Now I got a hammer.
Oh, I've got a hammer.
And I got a bell.
And I've got a bell.
And I got a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's a bell of freedom. It's a song of love. All of the resistors, all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's a bell of
freedom.
It's a song of love between all of the resistors, all over this land.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Pat Humphreys and Sandy O, Emma's Revolution, and thank you very much for being here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Great to be with you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks for listening and watching, and to the KUAC crew, Mac Landry, Heather Hinsman, and Brian Witten for TV production and on sound, John Peralt, and back in the FM studio, Master Control, Alaska Live intern, Jerry Swanson, and I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, for KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.